Local public policy exceptions in India to the enforcement of international conventions or treaties. Authored by Krishan Singhania and Raya Pichaya of K. Singhania & Company, Advocates and Legal Advisors, Mumbai. Introduction. The landscape of arbitration in India has undergone significant changes over the years, especially with the introduction of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act of 1996. This act consolidated various laws governing both domestic and international arbitration, aligning India's legal framework with international standards such as the New York Convention and the UNCITRAL Model Law. Public policy exception in India. One of the key challenges in the enforcement of foreign arbitral awards in India is the application of the public policy exception. While international instruments like the New York Convention allow countries to refuse enforcement of an award that violates public policy, the term public policy itself remains undefined and open to interpretation by local courts. Indian courts have generally adopted a pro-enforcement stance, intervening only in cases where the enforcement of an award would contravene the most fundamental principles of Indian law, such as instances involving fraud or corruption. Key judicial interpretations. Recent cases have further clarified the Indian judiciary's approach to public policy exceptions. For instance, in the Vijay Kariya versus Prismian Kavi case, the Supreme Court of India upheld the enforcement of a foreign award despite its contravention with FEMA regulations. The court distinguished between contractual obligations and statutory violations, emphasizing that a mere breach of statutory law is insufficient to invalidate a foreign award on public policy grounds. In another notable case, NTT Docomo versus Tata Sons, the court rejected the Reserve Bank of India's intervention, ruling that the enforcement of the foreign award did not violate Indian public policy. Public policy in maritime arbitration. Although India has a rich maritime history, maritime arbitration cases involving public policy exceptions remain relatively rare. This is largely due to the contractual nature of maritime disputes and the international scope of maritime contracts, which often preclude Indian courts from asserting jurisdiction. The Indian judiciary's minimal interference in these cases aligns with global arbitration practices, ensuring that India's legal system remains attractive to foreign investors and businesses. Conclusion. India's approach to public policy exceptions in arbitration reflects a careful balance between upholding international obligations and protecting national interests. By limiting judicial intervention to the most egregious cases, India has reinforced its commitment to being a pro-arbitration jurisdiction. This stance not only fosters confidence among foreign entities engaging with Indian businesses, but also ensures that the enforcement of international treaties and conventions remains robust and reliable. Closing. Thank you for listening. For a detailed written version of this article, please visit the International Bar Association's website.